I'm Detective Roper of the Sheriff's Department, and I'd like to get a statement from you about what you saw tonight. By the way, what is your name? And where do you live? Give me a brief description of what you saw tonight regarding the incident on the freeway.
Well, actually, it started with me.
It started with you?
Right, I passed the subject coming up towards Simi from Thousand Oaks, got off Olson about halfway down the off ramp. This guy was swinging something about this long, looked like a stick or a board.
Uh-huh.
At the car cussing at him as he drove by, and I swerved around him. I didn't have to swerve, but I thought it'd be better in case he jumped out in front. And I came to the sheriff's station and reported it to the lady that there was a nut, swinging it. And I went back to see if they needed, any information or anything I could give to them. Nothing. And I made a U-turn, got on the freeway, and as I was getting on the freeway, I pulled over the side of the dirt road.
And you got on the freeway going southbound?
Yeah, back southbound. And I got over all the way on the left-hand lane, stopped, and...
Stopped in the center divider?
Stopped in the center divider. Halfway on the pavement, halfway on the dirt. And one officer was holding him across, the guy across the street, on the innocent of the batter kid, was holding the gun, saying, stay right there, hold it right there. And then the other officer was like just a couple feet away from the subject. And pretty soon the subject turned and backed the policeman all the way up to the back of his car. And then I heard a gunshot and I took off because I didn't want to, be in any, way or problems. I went back up, made a U-turn and waited until some patrol cars arrived.
Did you see the shooting?
Yeah, but I didn't know who shot. I saw him there. He was holding the gunpoint, and I don't know if the other officer had his gun out or what.
Did he look like he was attacking the officer?
Oh, he was definitely attacking the officer. There's not a doubt.
Any of the conversation just immediately?
He was telling him, stuff like, stay still, hold it right there, that type of thing. And then this guy he was crazy when I passed him. Like, he was on drugs, he was cussing at all the cars.
You saw him up there, and stuff like that. But you couldn't tell which one of the two officers that you saw fired the one across the freeway or the one right in front of him.
All I know is the officer had him like this all the way across. I heard, poof, took off and made a U-turn and came back when it was okay to.
Yeah. Did you see any of the movements if you'd stop and think about it just before the shooting, just before you heard the shot, and think about the suspect? Any movement he made, anything that you noticed?
Well, I was looking at him. He was standing there pretty calm. All of a sudden, he turned on the officer. And just looks like he was waving his arms up like this. I don't know if he still has a stick or what. He was just going, making a funny noise.
How far away from the officer was he at that point? Would you guess?
He was right on top of the officer at the point he was shot. He was,
arms reach?
Definitely arms reach.
No question about it.
No question about it. He was on top of him. He was chasing the officer, and the officer was moving back. They started at the front of the car, and they were a couple feet behind the car.
Okay, so when you heard the shot, the officer that was right in front of the subject,
right,
was at least within a good arm, at least an arm's reach.
Oh yeah, he was definitely
right on top.
Definitely attacking the officer.
The officer was moving backwards and
backwards.
He was falling backwards. And could you see his gun?
I could not see the officer.
Okay, but you could see him moving, trying to get away.
He was trying to get back. He was trying to. Just to get out of the guy's way.
Did you hear the guy say anything?
I heard a bunch of,
just some screaming.
Yeah. And the other officer said, cross the street. And they started like at the front of the car, right? And also the guy turned on, he backed up to a couple feet behind the car. And then I heard, a gunshot.
How many shots did you hear?
You only heard one shot. And I just, that was my motive to take off.
Could there have been more?
Probably not. No, not that I know of. I only heard one.
You only heard one shot.
You know, it sounded like a 38 hit.
And when it went off, you took off.
Okay.
And then what did you do then?
I went up, made a U-turn, came back, waited, drove slow, waited till a couple of patrol cars pulled up.
You made a U-turn where? On the freeway through the center?
No, I went all the way to the next
Sunset.
Crossed over,
come back.
Right back and waited till a couple of patrol cars passed, and then that would be okay for me to go ahead and stop.
Okay.
I waited until there was an officer that was indeed.
And when you first saw the subject, he was halfway up,
going up off the off ramp. There was a truck right at the bottom too. I don't know if that was.
He was coming up the off ramp.
Yeah.
At Olson Road at 23. And when you started down about halfway, he was there and he swung at your truck.
Oh, he swung at every car that went by.
Like
he's on drugs.
You heard him yelling and cussing then?
Oh, he was every word in the book.
Is that right?
That's why I decided, hey, this guy's going to get himself killed.
Did you get a look at him?
He was an older type of guy, you know, wasn't a kid. That's all I can.
Anything other? Clothing?
I thought I saw a light brown jacket, but I passed him and that was it, you know.
What about his face? Anything about it?
He looked like an older man. That's about all I can remember.
Mustache, beard, sideburns. That you can pull.
It's hard. It'd be hard.
What was your feeling at the time? Did you think the officer was in danger?
When you made
it. Come in.
Crazy man. When he turned on the officer, he looked like he was crazy. Yeah, I believe that he would have got a hold of the officer. Probably would have tore him up.
Yeah. What's your phone number? Okay. Alrighty.
Probably know my dad. Yeah, I called him. I was on my way to the gate.
It was your night, didn't it?
So what you make it out tonight, no?
You got it. Well, I certainly appreciate your stopping.
Yeah.
Waiting. I know you've had to wait for a long time.
Anything to help out.
And we'll certainly be in touch with you.
Any information or anything I can do?
About what time? Do you remember? Or do you have any idea?
I came to the lady at the switchboard. I'm the one that's the lady on the far that I told.
Okay, well, they'll have a call. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate your help.
Oh, no problem. Any other information?